Hello, good evening, welcome. It's the Emmy award-winning Anfield Rap Unwrapped. There, now you know. Fellow Emmy award-winning contributors joining me for this special edition are, I've got Neil Atkinson, I've got Mo Stewart, I've got Leanne Prescott, and I've got John Gibbons. What we're going to talk about today, kids, well, you know already, actually, because you've seen the agenda. We're going to talk about, yes, you've guessed it, VAR, and everything associated with it. It's the thing you love to hate, isn't it, kids? So on demand, we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it within every context imaginable. I even managed to shoehorn VAR and COVID as a subheading here, which I thought was quite brilliant of me in some ways. But we're going to talk, obviously, about the controversies we've seen the recent weekend over the handball rule in particular. Okay, where the fuck do we start with VR? This is one of the, in terms of writing this agenda, which I've admitted to Neil beforehand, something of a stream of consciousness. I had nowhere to start apart from to say, we're at something of a crisis point with VAR. Can we start with that, Neil? Can we go with that as a statement, and will you expand on it for me?
I think we need to be ever so slightly careful. As Liverpool supporters, we've been on the receiving end of what has felt like some stinkers across the last few weeks, and you can discuss each of them in turn to an extent, and perhaps we will as this wears on. But what we can't do is take what was a present and live discussion last season and now say it's so much worse because we feel as though it's impacting us much more negatively. And I think as much as possible, if we're, to talk about this, you've got to try and take that language out to an extent. I think it's okay for people to feel hard done to, and I think Liverpool have a couple of very legitimate cases at the moment in terms of feeling hard done to. And I think that one of the things that hasn't helped is that we've become a bit of a marker point for maybe where there's issues with both application of and then the rules in general around the video assistant referee. So I think it's trying to sort of divorce the fact and the feeling on this one and not trying to be too tribal. In terms of it being at an overall crisis point, this is one of those things where I think, like, we can say that and think that and feel that, and by we there, I mean like the football media, fan media, supporters, wider community, but ultimately it's not at a crisis point in the same way that there's times where Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's job's at crisis points. VAR is not 1 week away from getting the sack. VAR is not 2 weeks away from getting the sack. VAR is not going anywhere. So if you want to say it's at crisis points, it may well be in terms of its wider perception, but ultimately it's not going to cease to be. So it isn't in crisis, really. A lot of what we're going to talk about here is a conversation about the application. Now, if you want to say, and when we get to the end of the season, is there a way to put together a coherent argument to say scrap it, then possibly, but I don't know who's going to make that argument on what platform and from which position and for whom. And I think all of that therefore means that it isn't really a crisis point, however stricken. And I do genuinely think it is impacting people hugely negatively at the moment amongst Liverpool supporters. I do think that. And I do think it is negatively impacting a lot of people's enjoyment of football in this country. But it isn't a crisis point from the idea of it's 1 week away from extinction. It will be with us for the last game of the season, this season for certain. And I'd be absolutely amazed if it wasn't with us for the first game of next season.